This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. An underwater volcano off Tonga erupted Saturday, triggering a tsunami warning for several South Pacific island nations. Reuters' Soria Ali has more.
Footage on social media showed waves crashing into homes. Residents there were told to evacuate immediately.
We have a tsunami warning at this time. Please evacuate to higher grounds immediately. This is from an eruption, volcanic eruption near Tonga. And we are now under a tsunami warning for American Samoa.
The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, based in Honolulu, later canceled warnings, but said a tsunami advisory remains in effect for the U.S. state of Hawaii. Fiji has also issued a warning urging residents to avoid the shorelines due to strong currents and dangerous waves. The eruption of the Hunga Tonga Hunga Hapai underwater volcano, located about 40 miles north of the Tongan capital of Nuku'alofa, caused a 4-foot tsunami, according to Australia's Bureau of Meteorology.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. World number one men's tennis player Novak Djokovic faces a hearing in Australia Sunday to determine if he gets to stay in the country and play in this month's Australian Open tournament. Djokovic spent Saturday in immigration detention after Australia's immigration minister, Alex Hawke, decided to cancel the Serbian superstar's visa. Hawke argued that Djokovic's presence in Australia could foster opposition to COVID-19 vaccination in the country, according to court documents released on Saturday. Djokovic's lawyers said Friday they would argue that deportation would only further fan anti-vaccine sentiment and would be as much a threat to disorder and public health as letting him stay and exempting him from Australia's requirement that all visitors be vaccinated. This is VOA News. Thousands of opponents of a COVID-19 vaccine pass have been protesting in Paris against a controversial bill set to be greenlit by Parliament and implemented by the end of this month. French MPs on Monday began debating draft legislation that would require most people to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to enter public spaces such as bars, restaurants, and long-distance public transport. Dubbed the vaccine pass, the bill's headline measure is aimed at getting France's remaining 5 million unvaccinated people over 12 to accept a shot. So far, a recent negative test has been enough to secure a health pass, but the Omicron variant has stoked average daily confirmed cases to more than 160,000 per day over the past week. The Netherlands has relaxed some of the toughest COVID restrictions in Europe, allowing shops, gyms, hairdressers, sex workers, and sports clubs to open, but bars and restaurants must remain closed until at least January 25th. In response to the government decision, many restaurants in the provinces of North Holland opened in protest against what they consider to be discrimination. Joshua Jaring is the owner of Ratatouille, the first restaurant in Haarlem to start the protest.
We have to open because we are almost closed for two years, and enough is enough. So we can not manage it anymore. So we decided to do something. So we opened the restaurants for one day now, and we're going to look what's going to happen.
New Health Minister Ernst Kuipers said the government had decided to start reopening society, with COVID hospital admissions falling despite infections hitting a record of more than 35,500 new cases a day on Friday. Residents of several U.S. states are bracing for a massive winter storm that could dump as much as 30 centimeters of snow on some areas. The governors of the states of North Carolina and Virginia have declared states of emergency as the snow forecasts predict the storm will strike late Saturday. In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Otto said that the snow could cause several other issues.
The freezing rain that is expected right now across parts of northwest South Carolina into central North Carolina, looking to see anywhere between a quarter and a half inch of ice accretion.
Power outages and travel problems could be made worse by an additional coating of ice and winds gusting up to 56 kilometers per hour. Reporting by remote.